This is Radio Superior 1939, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1939. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear radio as it may have sounded in 1939. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
This is the voice from the Hen of the Lakes, station KUWS in Superior, Wisconsin. It's Thursday, September 28, 1939. This is Jack McKenna saying hello, hello, hello. The 6 o'clock news with Lou Martin is next. Ray's in with the sporting news and the best music from the 1930s. And boy, we've got lots of ads, too. The 6 o'clock news is brought to you by Glass Block in downtown Duluth. Celebrating 52 years of progress, it's Glass Block Day. Call 606 for free deliveries to Superior. Good evening, Lou.
Good evening, Jack and listeners. Warsaw will yield to the Nazis tomorrow, and Hitler is expected to announce a peace plan to avert continued war with France and Britain. We begin our shortwave radio world roundup with correspondent Virgil Pinkley, who fled Warsaw and is now reporting from Budapest.
This is Budapest, Hungary calling. Your correspondent Virgil Pinkley here. The radio station in Warsaw is silent. The urgent pleas for resistance, the melodies of Chopin, stop suddenly, ending an epic tale of a defiant city as it told the outside world of its struggle against the German siege. Its last message at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon said, "We will never give in while one of us is alive." Now, only strange, sputtering signals are heard on Warsaw's radio wavelength. Last night, a telegraph message dated Warsaw was delivered to Berlin, indicating the defense of the Polish capital had been abandoned. Formal surrender of Warsaw will be Friday. From a picture painted by Warsaw Radio and a Polish flyer who escaped Warsaw through a barrage of German shells, Warsaw gave up only after it became a city of ruin and tragedy. The flyer, Lieutenant Colonel Matthias Izicki, tells of an ever-deepening black pall of smoke over the city before he fled on Monday. Hardly a building is left intact. 6 German divisions ring the city. Their artillery is pouring in shells unceasingly while the Luftwaffe drops its bombs daily. Warsaw is a city where priests say mass amidst the wreckage of cathedrals. It is a city of never-ending bedlam. There's a no-man's land strewn with corpses of men, women, and horses. The living shiver in cold cellars. Perhaps now, in its capitulation, all of Warsaw's heroes are dead. Reporting from Budapest, Hungary, this is Virgil Pinkley. Calling London. Calling Webb Miller.
This is London calling. Your correspondent, Webb Miller, reporting. There's a conviction here among diplomatic circles that German Reichsfuhrer Adolf Hitler will make a dramatic peace proposal to Britain and France now that Poland is in his death throes. Britain is going forward in a grim determination to crush Hitlerism and free Poland, according to Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain. In doing so, Sir John Simon submitted a £2 billion war budget to Parliament today. That will mean a 37% income tax on all Brits, an all-time high in peace or war. Levies were also increased on tobacco, alcohol, and sugar. While Hitler is expected to propose a fait accompli in Poland and conclude hostilities, observers predict if this is rejected, Germany will launch a fierce aerial bombardment of British and French cities. Because of that, almost 2 million women and children have been evacuated from large English cities to the countryside. United States Ambassador Joseph Kennedy is advising the remaining 4,000 Americans there to go home. In London, this is Webb Miller calling the Soviet Union. Come in, Eddie Gilmore in Moscow.
This is the USSR, Eddie Gilmore reporting from Moscow. Political intrigue continues here on the highest level, first in the presence of Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. German Foreign Minister von Ribbentrop consulted with Foreign Commissar Molotov. This is Ribbentrop's second visit to Moscow in a month. The last time the world was confounded as Germany signed a non-aggression pact with Russia, clearing the way for Germany's war with Poland. Since that time, Russia has entered the war, taking the eastern half of Poland for its own. Unofficial reports also have Stalin making demands of Estonia and Finland for territories in the Baltic region. With the imminent fall of Poland, foreign observers believe that the Soviet Union is concerned about what Hitler's next move will be. Even as this continues, British Foreign Minister Lord Halifax is meeting with the Soviet ambassador to Britain. Lord Halifax will demand answers to Russia's intentions with Germany and its occupation of Poland. In Moscow, this is United Press correspondent Eddie Gilmore.
Pope Pius is once again sending out peace proposals to all European nations, urging an honorable settlement by Germany. The proposal would create a free but much smaller Polish state, allowing Poland to continue as the bulwark of the Catholic Church. Correspondents covering the Western Front are wondering about what they now call the screwy war. United Press reporter Frederick Oshner says this is one of the strangest wars he's ever heard of. After a tour of the German and French Western Front, where no fighting of consequence has taken place, Oshner says that all that he saw was a muddy football game that was being played. German submarines and planes have made attacks on shipping, but otherwise there's been no movement on the Western Front. Meanwhile, former British Prime Minister Lloyd George is calling for acceptance of a German peace plan. Lloyd George was Britain's leader during the World War. He said the British and the French treaty to come to Poland's aid was ill-advised without the support of Russia. The expected fight over FDR's proposal to allow sales of weapons to belligerents on a cash-and-carry basis will wait until it reaches the full Senate. The president's bill passed the Senate Foreign Relations Committee today without debate. Some Republican opponents want to keep the neutrality bill as it is now, banning the sale of arms during wartime. Mutual Broadcasting System commentator Fulton Lewis says that comments made during his broadcast today by Colonel Charles Lindbergh were the aviator's own views. We have an excerpt of Colonel Lindbergh's radio speech.
These wars in Europe are not wars in which our civilization is defending itself against some Asiatic intruder. There is no Genghis Khan or Xerxes marching against our Western nations. This is simply one more of those age-old struggles of nations. If we enter fighting for democracy abroad, losing it at home.
Colonel Charles Lindbergh, who last year visited the Third Reich and inspected its Air Force. The number of unemployed in the United States improved dramatically last month. The jobless rate is still about 20% nationwide, with 45 million people employed and 9.5 million out of work. But 500,000 new jobs were created in August. Glass Block News Time is 6:07. Now Jack McKenna has these words from our sponsor.
And happy words they are, Lou, because everybody knows where Glass Block is in downtown Duluth, and everybody knows enough to go there and buy some wonderful things, just about anything you want, from dishes to candy to a lunch counter, a beautiful lunch counter, and clothing, socks, suits, dresses, anything and everything. Glass Block in downtown Duluth is where you should shop for the good bargains and good buys.
Governor Julius Heil is proposing to put a state income tax on the earnings of citizens and businesses in Wisconsin. Capitol reporter John Paul has the story from Madison.
In an impassioned plea today to fellow Republicans, Governor Heil assured lawmakers that this tax would not cost them their chance of re-election next year. The governor says, "As sure as the sun rises tomorrow, and as sure as there are the moon and stars in the heavens above, I'll be reelected by a larger margin in 1940. The new income tax would collect 0.25% of personal and corporate income, with the first $1,000 exempt. Paul Reynolds of the Wisconsin Taxpayer Association says this tax would cost 50 cents to a laborer making $1,200 a year, or $3.50 to an office worker making $2,400 a year. The new tax would raise more than $6 million a year. In Madison, this is John Powell speaking.
The new location of the Douglas County Historical Society is popular with the public. Curator Gerald Stowe says that more than 6,500 people have visited since it opened at 1827 John Avenue in February. Of the 28 museums in the state, Mr. Stowe says that Douglas County ranks only behind Madison and Milwaukee in attendance. Among the outstanding collections is the Berry exhibit. It includes relics from many of the Sioux Indians who were in the Battle of the Little Bighorn against George Custer in 1876. Mr. Stowe says the display is the best of its kind and the envy of other museums. Other displays this year include photographs by John Barton, oil paintings by Dr. C. J. Rolofsen, Norwegian tapestry collections by Mrs. C. Hendrickson, and a Scandinavian copper display which Norwegian Crown Prince Olaf and Princess Martha expressed their pleasure when seeing it while they visited in June. The museum also has newspapers from 1854 to 1937. WPA workers are copying old diaries and trappers' records and all of the stories by local historian John Barton. They're all being typed. And Jack, the end of the fishing season is in sight. The biggest fish of the season, caught during the Bayfield trolling season, was by Magnus Norgren of Barksdale. His fish weighed in at 36.5 pounds when he caught it in August off of Brownstone Island.
I'm sure Mr. Norgren says it gave him a fierce fight.
As a matter of fact, he says he had to tow it 3 miles to Willis Island before getting it on board. And he did it in a storm, too. On the same trip, Mr. Norgren caught fish weighing 19, 17, 14, and 11 pounds. The second largest catch of the season was by F.W. Rohde of Washburn, also off of Brownstone Island. It was a 31-pounder. The all-time record catch of last year was by Robert Fieldmeier of Russell. He landed a 44-pound fish. More than 1,000 trolling trips left Bayfield this season, averaging 6 people per trip. But the season is over, Jack.
Probably no fish left in the lake. Well, winter's coming. What the heck? No fishing then except through the holes in the ice. Autumn is here, folks. That's Lou Martin, the best newsman with the biggest fishing stories. We could get a taste of winter, folks. Let's look at that forecast for this Thursday evening, September 28th, 1939. It was another nice day at the head of the lakes. Today's high was 62 degrees, but it'll get chillier tonight and tomorrow with a chance of rain or snow. Phew, I didn't know if I'm ready for that or not.
You usually go kicking and screaming into winter, so why should this be any different?
I guess I'm a summertime kind of guy, Lou. Let's roll on now with the music, good listeners. Here's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with This Can't Be Love on the Martin and McKenna Show on Station KUWS. from north of the border. That's Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. And this can't be love on station KUWS. Hey, folks, gather around that old Philco radio now and hear about this necessity of our modern age. If you are thinking about buying or renting a typewriter, go to Wisconsin Typewriter Company on Tower Avenue. They have all the makes. Corona, Royal, Underwood, and Remington, starting at $29.75, priced for every purse. That's Wisconsin Typewriter at 1222 Tower Avenue, or phone 143. Get a cleaner, whiter wash with a new Zenith Agitating Washing Machine. It's the best buy of 1939, friends, with outstanding features. A modernistically designed safety wringer to squeeze the water out of your clothes. The genuine three-coat porcelain tub can't be beat. It's all run by a General Electric motor. And the cost? As low as $39.50. At Arrowhead Cut Rate Furniture Stores, 1001 Tower Avenue in Superior. One more item for your interest, folks. Join the happy crowds for community singing tonight at Club Superior. Proprietors John Dull and Irving Burgaff invite you to stop on by for singing, dancing, and dining. That's Club Superior, 1719 North 3rd Street.
Sounds like fun, but boy, you've got a lot of advertisements.
Well, that's that way every break tonight, Lou. We'll barely be able to squeeze in Ray's Sports. I've never seen it like this.
I guess the boss has a few bills to pay.
Or maybe he just wants to build that new sauna he's been talking about for his garage.
Well, that's all right if he invites us over.
We probably have a better chance if we promise to wear swimming trunks.
Good point.
We've always got room for good music, friends. Did I say thank you for tuning in tonight? Well, I should have. Thank you. We appreciate it. Just for you, here's Bud Freeman and his Summa Cum Laude, what? And the Eel on the Martin and McKenna Show. Summa cum quietly, tell you that. Now a word from our friends at Larson Chevrolet in Superior. Larson Chevrolet gives an extra liberal allowance for trade-ins on orders of 1940 cars. Or check out their specials a 1938 Chevy Town Sedan, fully equipped, for $595. Or the 1937 Ford Tudor, fully equipped, including a radio, just $395. There's 40 other models to choose from. That's Larson Chevrolet Company at 1420 Ogden Avenue. Phone 2900. Beat the upward price trend by shopping at Pupkin Furniture Company. Pupkins is offering savings at this time when prices are rising. And try this on for size, folks. A four-piece bedroom suite with a vanity, mirror desk, large roomy chest, waterfall, full-size bed, and matching bench. Regularly priced $85. But at Pupkin's Furniture, you pay just $65. Use our easy pay plan at Pupkin Furniture, 518 Tower Avenue, where your dollar buys most.
Still selling stuff, eh?
I told you the boss must be broke or something.
Maybe it's those pay raises he's handing out.
What pay raises? Did you get a pay raise?
Hey, look. Look out the window.
What? What? Where? Where?
Oh, nothing. I guess it was nothing. Any more ads?
One more, and it's back to the music, friends. These are important announcements that help you decide what to buy. And if hardware is your game, Burger's the name. M Burger Hardware has it all. Taylor Tot Baby Walkers. Say that one five times fast, Jack. Just $3.29. Children's Tricycles, $2.49. Max Burger has luggage, trunks, tackle blocks, roofing, blacksmith tools, bolts, rivets, wire, hoses, knives, fencing, and window glass. Hundreds of items for the home or the farm at Burger Hardware, 529 Tower Avenue, phone just 292. Now more of the best music from the 1939 hit parade. Here's Ethel Waters and Jeepers Creepers on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine. I don't care how the weather van points. When the weather van points to gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine, jeepers creepers, where'd you get those creepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes? Gosh, oh, get up, how'd you get so little? Gosh, oh, get up, how they hypnotize. Golly gee, when you turn those heaters on, woe is me, got to put my cheaters on. Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Those weepers, how they hypnotize. Where did you get those eyes?
Music of Ethel Waters and Jeepers Creepers on station KUWS. Hey, hi, Ray. Did you get a raise recently?
I got an attaboy last week from the boss. You got room for me with all those ads?
You've got just 75 seconds, pal. Hey, everyone's changing the subject on me. Did everyone get a raise except me?
You don't see any new socks on this sports guy.
I've seen a few unsightly toes sticking out, however. Here's Rapid Ray Paulson with the sporting news.
Okay, fans of the sporting news, we've got to hurry, so hang on. Superior Central's Vikings meet the Hunters of Denfeld tomorrow night at Public School Stadium in Duluth. Coach Harry Conley's Chargers will have their star cog back in the lineup. Recovered from a leg injury which held him out of the game against Cathedral, Paulie Tollers is ready to enter the gridiron wars. Even so, sports fans, our beloved Vikings remain underdogs to the pennant-hungry Hunters. Football followers are predicting that the vaunted West Duluthians are embarking on a season that will end with the Head of the Lakes title. Coach Conley's green men of Tollers, Hoag, Christensen, and Smith are in the backfield. Center Warren Smith will be surrounded by guards Renstrand, Mockler, Peterson, and Pruitt. Meanwhile, East High coach Muff Johnson's Orientals hosts the Morgan Park 11 on Priest Field. The Orientals topped Two Harbors last week, and while Morgan Park is rated as a stronger team, Mentor Johnson's club is expected to collect its second victory of the season tomorrow.
Time!
And the Chicago Bears of the National Pro Football League scored twice by land, twice by air, to top the Bengals of Cincinnati 26-6 last night. The Bears' Sid Luckman, Bill Patterson, and Bill Osmanski starred in the Bears' backfield. Okie dokie, this is Rapid Ray Paulson reminding you that everyone loves a good sport.
Great work, Ray.
And that Yankee rookie Joe DiMaggio is leading the junior circuit in hitting with a .384 average. No way the Bo Sox, Jimmy Fox, can catch him with his .358 average.
Hey, that's pretty sneaky, Ray. You already said goodbye.
Sorry, Jack. Did you know the Cards' Johnny Mize is hitting .353 to lead the senior circuit over St. Louis teammate Joey Medwick?
Huh. This could go on forever. And I see the boss is just coming.
Uh-oh. Wonder what he wants.
Here's a favorite, folks. A big hit 2 years ago in 1937. This is Bunny Berrigan, and I Can't Get Started With You on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Wonder what the boss wants, Ray. He's carrying some bags.
Maybe he's been listening tonight. Heck, he's going to sack us.
I hate it when he listens. Doesn't he have better things to do?
Of you, and I scheme just for the sight of you. Baby, what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. Greta Garbo has had me to tea. Still I'm broken hearted, 'cause I can't get started with you.
One of the best doggone trumpet solos of all time, Bunny Berrigan. And he even did the singing in I Can't Get Started With You. On station KUWS, the voice from the head of the lakes.
The station general manager would like to say a few words now, Jack.
On our show?
Jack? Well, Jack, now, Lou, Ray, come on in. Yeah, Ray, come on in. You're part of this, too. Ladies and gentlemen, this is station owner Muggsy Banion, and usually, I stay away from this side of the microphone, but I wanted to thank each and every one of you for supporting our radio station and this program. Our merchants who advertise with KUWS are seeing more and more of you supporting their businesses. So today, as Jack has noted, we have a few extra local ads on the air. Because of that, your on-air friends, Jack McKenna, Lou Morton, Ray Paulson, and, yes, Harriet Farag, all are going to benefit, even during these hard economic times. I just wanted to share this moment with everyone. So help me with this, Ray. Come on, Ray, just give me a hand here. This is a little gift from the management of KUWS to the best dang radio team in the whole region. Now, go ahead, dig in. Everybody gets something.
Oh, boy. All right, gifts. Let's see now. Give me one of those sacks.
Thank you, Mr. Mannion. What a surprise.
Now go ahead. Dig in. Open up the sacks. Look at Jack. I didn't know he could move so fast.
Jack, start at the top. Here, like this.
My fingernails aren't long enough, Lou.
Oh, why don't you use your teeth? Ray's got his open. What did you get, Ray?
Hey, why, I got those new socks I wanted. Gee whiz, isn't that great?
I got socks, too, along with some mouthwash.
Mouthwash. Nice gift. I mean, just what you needed, yeah.
What did you get?
I didn't get any mouthwash.
I got some socks, too, and a comb, and deodorant.
A little bonus of things I noticed each of you could use.
You've got some soap in there, too, Jack.
Well, there's no need to thank the old boss. I know how to take care of my employees.
So, how come there's no aspirin in here?
Thanks, boss.
See you later, guys. Have fun with the gifts.
I've never been given a gift of deodorant before.
My little sister used to give it to me every Christmas once I learned how to sweat.
Little sisters are good for that.
That's it, folks. Another half hour of the most unusual radio show anywhere.
Now with guaranteed good breath.
We'll be back same time, same place on your radio dial. The good Lord willing, of course. And the deodorant holds out. For Ray Paulson and Lou Martin, then, the sweetest smelling guys around, this is Jack McKenna wishing you all a pleasant good night. These are Argyle socks.
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1939, a weekly production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Other performances by Paul Guggenheimer, Al Katz, John Munsell. All events reported on Radio Superior 1939 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior. This is your announcer, Dan Culhane, speaking. Good night.